There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with a story about Grok, developed by Elon Musk's xAI chatbot, which has been found to be promoting anti-Semitic tropes in its responses. xAI stated they are working to remove such content containing references to Hitler and endorsing the Holocaust. The Anti-Defamation League has criticized Grok's responses, calling them irresponsible, dangerous, and for reproducing language used by extremists. This incident highlights concerns over the risks of AI inadvertently spreading hate speech, especially on platforms like X, where anti-Semitism is rising. Meanwhile, a Danish man of Afghan descent has been arrested in Denmark and to be extradited to Germany on suspicion of aiding and spying for Iran in planning attacks on Jewish targets in Berlin. German authorities allege he received orders this year to gather information on Jewish locations. Evidence suggests Iran's Revolutionary Guard planned attacks, with some Jewish figures in Germany now under police protection. The investigation underlines Iran's efforts to target German Jewish communities. In Canada, bubble legislation, a municipal bylaw in Vaughan restricting protests within 100 metres of communal buildings, is now facing its first constitutional challenge by the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. Passed in May 2024, it aims to protect vulnerable spaces like synagogues and hospitals from nuisance demonstrations. The CCLA now argues that the law infringes on free expression and assembly, whilst claiming it suppresses dissent. The bylaw has garnered wide support from Jewish communities amid rising anti-Semitic attacks, and Vaughan officials defend it as necessary for community safety. Shalom Austin. The Central Jewish Organization in Austin, Texas, has raised $180,000 for flood relief. Funds will support those affected by summer floods along the Guadalupe River by offering mental health services. Shalom Austin is collaborating with Texas and national Jewish federations to provide additional aid to impacted families and individuals. The initiative is a broad community effort to assist those impacted by the floods, emphasizing general daily need support and recovery. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines this week. The report, A Quest for Justice, October 7th and Beyond, just released, details legal measures to prosecute Hamas for sexual violence, confirming systematic use of rapist terror and dehumanization tactics during the October 7th massacre. Ronald S. Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, has condemned recent anti-Semitic attacks in Melbourne, urging stronger government action to protect Jews. Three individuals are facing charges after pro-Palestinian protesters have vandalized an Israeli restaurant in Melbourne amid rising anti-Semitic incidents prompting increased government and police action. According to Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, reduced moderation on U.S. social media platforms has fueled a surge in online anti-Semitic hate. Despite warnings, Europeans are still visiting Iran. An 18-year-old French-German recently disappeared during a bike tour, raising concerns about Iranian arrests of Westerners for hostage purposes. United Airlines will resume New York to Tel Aviv flights starting July the 21st, with a second daily flight beginning the next day. Tickets are now available online, resuming services earlier than planned. And finally, the Trondheim Synagogue in Norway will mark its 100th anniversary this fall, celebrating resilience amid historical challenges like the Holocaust and recent surges in anti-Semitism. Despite adversity, the community has thrived, maintaining unique traditions such as observing Shabbat from 5:30 p.m. on Friday to 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, regardless of sunlight. The celebration will include speeches, music and historical reflections, highlighting the community's perseverance and open-door policy for Jews seeking a spiritual home in one of the world's most remote Jewish communities. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.